Here, Bob Johnson from Cisco Systems. Let's see, there's an internet signal on the brand, so you must have an opinion.
We can talk a little bit about all that stuff.
Okay.
How you doing? My name is Bob Johnson. I'm the wireless specialist for the Western U.S. For Cisco Systems. And I've got about 10 years with the company. I've got a lot of different things I've done with the company. One of the things that I did prior to taking this role was help in selection of conference sites for some of the conferences that we put on. And one of the things you look at is not only where there's hotels and restaurants and conference room facilities, but where's there adequate broadband access from a wireless and a wired perspective. So I went to a conference, I know you guys will laugh, but I went to a conference, it was in Waikiki. We will never go back to Waikiki, although I had a good time, thanks for asking, but you know, in Waikiki, the internet access is non-existent. So from what are they trying to do in Honolulu? They're trying to draw business into their city, trying to draw business traffic into their city, and yet their infrastructure from a telecommunications perspective kind of is contrary to drawing business travelers back into their city. So I would say to you, Mayor Hunt has a great initiative. On that, let's talk about a couple things, and kind of where Cisco's coming from. We've done a lot of these pilots in municipalities, and I think Morley, you said that some of these pilots are not necessarily, they're all pilots. None of them are full rolled out production. I think I would agree with that. It's really about what the applications are that are being deployed. It's not so much just about what's the technology. We could talk about standards-based Wi-Fi, or we could talk about some things that are coming in the future, but it's really about what applications are you trying to deploy. And I'll keep my remarks kind of brief. I guess I would like to suggest to the city that there's more than just providing Wi-Fi access to solve the digital divide problem. I think that you could build an infrastructure that, from a digital divide perspective, maybe there are people within the city that need to have free wireless internet. That's a great idea. But what about the people that don't need to have free wireless internet, but they need to have, from a convenience perspective, business travelers or people that visit ports, that'd be more than willing to pay and add more than the funds to pay for wireless connectivity? I think you need to figure out, maybe there's a combination that you do. It's not just, and we deal with cities and municipalities all over the country and the world, and it's not just about providing free, it's about how do I combine that with fee? Because there's plenty of people, all your business travelers are more than willing to pay $9.95 a day to have internet. So you're going to build an infrastructure, and it's not just going to be a city infrastructure. You're going to partner with your service provider friends to help provide that infrastructure, and you want to pay for that infrastructure. One way you do that is by charging for services for the people that can afford to pay for it, and providing it for free for the people who can't. And that's just a little bit of comment on that.
Just to assure you, the city is interested in money.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Nothing like funding the infrastructure effort. You know, I think Cisco has a good relationship with the city of LA. From an infrastructure perspective, we've been partnering with you on a lot of different efforts, and I think we'd like to continue to, I'd like to offer to you guys a lot of the expertise that we've been involved in tons of these pilots. Let's get together and talk more about what those things are. What are we doing from a muni government perspective? Let me give you a couple examples. I talked about taking digital divide and backing it up and saying, well, it's not just crossing digital divide, but it's charging business customers and people who can afford as well. But what about citywide applications? What about taking your light poles and actually having them monitored by this Wi-Fi network as well? What about taking your police cars and making sure that your police cars stay on the street continually? I mean, rather than having the police spend 50% of their time on the street, another 50% of their time back in the office writing reports, why can't they write those reports right in the car? And if they can do that, why can't they use that car to also be a form of video surveillance? I'm sure you'd rather have the video streams that are being shown on the news be video streams that you generate rather than somebody else holding a handheld or a news agency. You can actually build...
Depends on what's on them.
Yes, I understand that. So from an application perspective, you can Wi-Fi enable your infrastructure. You already have infrastructure available that you've already built. Why not enable your traffic lights? Why not enable Wi-Fi in your police cars so that you can actually transmit back and have reporting done? All the applications that they would have if they were sitting in the office, have them available in their police cars. So I'm just going to say there's some things people are doing that are a little bigger than just I'm going to cross the digital divide. If I look at Paris has their metro rail that we actually built that has Wi-Fi throughout the metro rail. So as people use the public wireless access in a train, you know, it's a benefit to ride the train because I can actually get connectivity. I actually had to go up to Santa Barbara. I had to go. It was a vacation with my wife. It was tough. We took Amtrak, and I was just amazed that there was no Wi-Fi. I was a little bit nervous. We got a call on Amtrak and fix that problem. But if you want to draw people to your public modes of transportation, why not enable Wi-Fi? Boeing is a company that we're working with, and we're actually looking at Boeing, and we're deploying now, putting Wi-Fi in the 787. We're actually taking, and as we're building the 77 plane, but as that plane's being built, there's Wi-Fi enabled throughout the plane. And so as they're scanning parts and they're installing parts, that Wi-Fi is going back and inventories are being decremented in the whole nine yards, right? Well, guess what? We're gonna leave the Wi-Fi in the plane so that when after it's done with the production, it goes in the sky, they have Wi-Fi access. Lufthansa is already doing this with Cisco product. So there's a lot of applications on the public transportation side of things that you can enable with Wi-Fi. It's not just about digital divide, it's about a lot of other things. So maybe I'm just saying expand the view just a little bit, include your applications into your vision of what you could possibly do. So
we appreciate that. There's several people who I suspect want to comment on the applications you mentioned. Ken, you want to talk about the police guards and Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I think one of the early adopters certainly has been the public safety agencies and moving a lot more information to officers. And I think a key point was raised also by an earlier speaker is the city can look at itself as being really an anchor tenant for this type of network and help justify the whole buildup of it. And looking beyond the public safety, but also public works, managing, like you said, street lights, lamp posts, building inspectors. There's a lot of value to be gained by bringing city government employees onto this network as kind of that anchor tenant to help justify the role.
I think it's a broad application. And I would say to do that broad application, and I don't want to open the proverbial rat hole, but it's Wi-Fi and beyond, but it's Wi-Fi today. So if you look at applications, you've got to look to the future, but you got to look what standards based and what those applications run on today. And one of those things that just got approved that I think is pretty interesting, I know Motorola's playing in it, Cisco's playing in it as well, is 4.9. And you know, that's a license frequency that you can get for public safety, and that's worth your consideration as you start to deploy some of these networks that are a little bit bigger than just, again, digital divide.
Curtis, did you want to comment on public transportation?
One of the projects that the CRA has done is a web project called experiencela.com, and the whole purpose of that was to try and see whether we could use the internet to promote the use of public transportation to go out and do things, destinations, cultural tourism. But as part of those discussions, we've engaged with the transportation demand people at MTA with regard to, you know, what about the use of Wi-Fi on the trains, in terms of the blue line, the gold line, and there are actual people at MTA that have actually done some technology testing, and they have, in terms of their own internal testing, they know that these radios can hand off from one to the other if they were posted on there. MTA is doing parking management in terms of using wireless technology as a way to manage some of their parking lots where the demand exceeds supply, and so they've been, you know, working in that area. So there have been some discussions with regard to how Wi-Fi can be used, and it's and you mentioned that with Cerritos mentioned in terms of buses. Other cities are taking a look at. I know Metrolink has had discussions about putting Wi-Fi on their trains. So part of it is also a discussion to understand what. Is it, what is exactly Wi-Fi that one is getting as opposed to just connecting one's BlackBerry to the current cell phone system?
By the way, Karen Gorman, are you here? She left, okay, because there was an MTA spokesperson here, but I think Curtis has done them justice at this stage. Anybody other questions? Yes. An interloper named Mark Wolf would like to ask.
One other comment in regards to one of the applications you mentioned. Currently, our Department of Public Works Bureau of Street Lighting
they have actually begun putting transmitters on the pole tops, and for, I think, about 1,000 units right now, they have notification, electronic notification, if a component within the streetlight electrolier fails, it automatically notifies them and generates a service request. So we're starting to do it.
We do have an RFI out right now looking at what the interest is from various members of the industry in the city assets in our facilities and how that might be a good partnership as well as generate revenue. And I can assure you that we're looking at this far beyond the digital divide. That certainly is an issue for the city of Los Angeles, but we know that we can utilize those infrastructures in a way that can be more beneficial than what it is, and we're certainly, the panel is certainly interested in that.
In the interest of time, any other questions? You have final comments?
Yeah, just one more thought. As you look at deploying this, I have to say, it seems like this is a partnership. It's a partnership with the city and the service provider community to provide that. And with that said, I almost wonder, is it a partnership that is solely based upon the wireless, or is it a partnership that's based upon wired and wireless? I'll give you a quick example. If you're trying to extend the digital